All right. So, speaking about the FDA approval of vimseltinib for patients with TGCT, what does this approval really mean for the treatment paradigm, and how does it sort of meet an unmet need in this patient population?
So we're very excited to have vimseltinib recently approved. Tenosynovial giant cell tumor, especially the diffuse type, can be a very devastating disease for people. It's not something that generally threatens their life, but it can really alter the trajectory of their life. And people live with the disease for long periods of time and can have tremendous symptoms and a lot of disability from it. So to have medical options for TGCT is critical for us. Historically, surgery was the main treatment for patients, but with the diffuse type, we often see high recurrence rates, sometimes about 40 to 50% of the cases. We do have one drug approved in the US for tenosynovial giant cell tumor, which is pexidartinib. And I think that has really revolutionized outcomes for patients. Having a second drug on the market allows us to have options for patients and really discuss the benefits of either drug or the appropriate usage and time with our patients. So it's really exciting to have this option now.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And so then, what were some of kind of the key efficacy findings from the MOTION trial that sort of supported this approval?
So what we know is that tenosynovial giant cell tumors are very dependent on CSF1 signaling, and vimseltinib is a very strong and specific CSF1R inhibitor. So what we often see when we use the drug is we can see dramatic responses, meaning tumors, especially large tumors, can shrink very quickly. Importantly, these tumors, which are mostly inflammatory cells, are often associated with tremendous symptoms. Patients can have pain, decreases in range of motion, swelling, and we also see often resolution and improvement in a lot of those types of symptoms. So what that means for patients is it can improve functionality of the limb, it can improve quality of life. The MOTION study was nice in that there were a lot of objective and subjective secondary endpoints. So there were patient-reported outcomes to see how well they did with the drug, and especially when the tumor shrank. There was also measurements of their range of motion. There were pain measurements, stiffness, and across the board, we saw improvement in all of those secondary endpoints. So we saw improvements not only in patients who had dramatic decreases in size, but also in some of the tumors, which can be very hard to measure by conventional imaging criteria that we use artificially on clinical trials. So even when we didn't see dramatic shrinkage by those criteria, we also saw tremendous improvements in symptoms. And I think that's the most important thing when we think about applying medicines for patients with tenosynovial giant cell tumor is how it will actually improve their symptoms and improve their quality of life.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Definitely, very, very encouraging to hear. So then going off of that, what is the safety profile of vimseltinib? Is there anything sort of notable here?
Very well. Vimseltinib is very well tolerated. With any medication, especially CSF1R inhibitors, we can see increases in transaminases, which are often an on-target effect of the drug. We can also see increases of CPK, which we also feel is more of a laboratory abnormality than something that clinically affects the patient. But overall, it was a well-tolerated drug. Most of the symptoms that we saw were low grades and manageable with dose interruptions and modifications. What's important to realize with tenosynovial giant cell tumor is that we can be very creative with how we use medicines, especially with how patients are benefiting and what drugs are doing. And oftentimes, patients have such dramatic responses that we can allow for dose adjustments and interruptions with medicines to try to figure out the best way to care for them. And that's something that we often allow the patients to guide us with as well. So we're very encouraged to have medicines that are not only well tolerated, but we probably can have some flexibility with in how we use clinically.
Definitely very important points there. So thank you for highlighting that as well. And so then just overall, where does vimseltinib kind of fit into the treatment paradigm here for these patients?
So the treatment of tenosynovial giant cell tumors should be really a multidisciplinary approach, right? And when we think about that, that's inclusive of orthopedic oncologists, physical therapists, the patient, and medical oncologists, and trying to figure out when medical management is appropriate. For many people, they can do well with just monitoring and supportive care. We tend to reserve considerations for surgery or medicines when the disease is progressive, it's causing destruction to the joint, or when people's symptoms get really bad. And at that point, we need to have the multidisciplinary discussion as to whether or not surgical intervention or medical management would be best for the patient. And oftentimes, patient preference comes into play at this point as well. But having options for medical treatments in this disease is critical. Importantly, now that we have these drugs available for patients, we have to figure out what's the correct usage pattern. How should we use them for people? And in rare diseases, it does take some time once we have drugs approved to really figure that out with the patient population that we treat. Fortunately, the tenosynovial giant cell tumor support groups and patient populations are very engaged in this, and we're really working together to understand how to individualize treatment for patients now that we have these options available.
Definitely. Thank you so much for bringing all of that up as well. So those are really all the questions that I have for you. But is there anything else about, this approval or, just anything with these, this patient population or anything that you would like to highlight before we close?
No, I mean, I think we're very encouraged that we have therapies. I think more and more hopefully will come out. And the goal is really to think about how to use these therapies in a way that's right for people. So we look forward to really engaging our patients and developing collaborations with them to figure out how to use all these tools we now have to help them.
Great. Well, that's a great note to end on. So thank you so much. So again, that's everything that I have for you. But thanks so much for taking the time today. This was great. And we're definitely, looking forward to seeing this approval and seeing where things go. So I will be in touch with some content that we make from this interview as it as we produce it. So yeah, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for your time, Ashling. I
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thank you so much. You
All
too.
right.
Have a great
Take care.
day.
You
Thanks.
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.